بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب تحريم لعن إنسان بعينه أو دابته. There is the next chapter also with the calamities and the fitna of the tongue, that a person should guard his tongue. We can see how important it is and in how many aspects the tongue affects us. This chapter is that it is haram to curse any particular person. For example, if you curse the kafirs generally, that is all right. But to curse a particular person, and we don't know whether that person died on iman or kufr, this is not permissible. If you know a person has died on kufr, then you can curse that person. So after his death, you are convinced that he died on kufr, it is permitted to curse him. If not, it is not permissible. And before a person dies, we don't know how he is going to die. Or one's animal, to curse the animal. We find that people, especially some non-Muslims, a mechanic for example, he can't get his work done and he swears the tool, and he swears the mother of the tool, and the private part of the mother's tool. What funny swear words people use just because they can't get it. Or you swear your car, or you swear anything else, this curses which is common. And from this we can understand what a blessing the deen of Islam is, that how it has taught us that control your tongue, be a civilized person. What are you cursing? Just any and everything, a dead object also you are cursing. عن أبي زيد بن ثابت بن ضحاك الأنصاري رضي الله عنه وهو من أهل بيعة الرضوان. Hazrat Zayd ibn Thabit al-Dhahak Ansari radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, and he was one participant in the Bay'atul Ridwan. Bay'atul Ridwan took part in the 6th year of Hijri, when at the place of Hudaybiyah, when the news became common that Hazrat Usman radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has been martyred. To avenge the death of Hazrat Usman, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam took this pledge from the Sahaba, the Bay'at, and he was one of them. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said من حلف على يمين بملة غير الإسلام كاذبا متعمدا فهو كما قال. A person who takes a qasam on any other religion besides Islam and intentionally and convincingly, then that person is, as he said, he becomes like that. For example, if a person says, if this work of mine don't get done, I will become a Hindu, I'll become a Christian, etc., anything like that. And in his heart he has it, then even before that work gets done, he already becomes whatever he told. So that is, he cursed himself in that way. And if his niyat was this, that I hate to do this, if I do this, I will be a Christian. If I do this, I will be a Hindu. In other words, I don't want to do it. Then in that case, he does not become a Jew or a Christian, but it is also a big sin to say that. And he should make tawbah from that. وَمَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسَهُ بِشَيْءٍ عُذِّبَ بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And a person who kills himself, commits suicide by anything, he will be punished with that on the day of Qiyamah. A person, for example, jumps off a high building, then it will carry on in his qabr, and in Jahannam he will be jumping also like this. A person cuts his veins, for example, or he stabs himself, shoots himself in the head, he will carry on doing this all the time. So committing suicide is also a very terrible, major sin. And if a person thinks it's jais to commit suicide, he will stay forever in Jahannam. But if he did it out of desperation, understanding it is haram, he will suffer the punishment, but then afterwards Allah Ta'ala will take him out of Jahannam. وَلَيْسَ عَلَى رَجُلٍ نَذْرٌ فِي مَا لَا يَمْلِكُهُ. And a person who does not possess something and he makes nazar mannat in that, then that he does not have to fulfill that. For example, a person is hiring a house and he says, if I get better from my illness, I will give my house in charity. He doesn't own the house. How can he give it? So then it is not compulsory on him to fulfill that mannat of his. وَلَعْنُ الْمُؤْمِنِ كَقَتْلِهِ. And this is the part relevant to this chapter. And the cursing of a mu'min, of a believer, is like killing that Muslim. Like you kill somebody, you murder somebody. What a major sin it is to murder somebody. And that is the same when you curse the person. And very, very sadly, from the letters we get of our murids, etc., how many husbands curse their wives? Wives curse their husbands. First of all, we should not provoke them to this. How many say openly, you go and burn in the fire of Jahannam? In that anger, in that rage of fit and anger, what terrible things husband says to their wives, wives say to their husbands, boss say to his workers, workers swear their bosses, etc. This is not permissible to curse any mu'min. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا ينبغي لصديق أن يكون لعانا. It's not proper, it's not befitting that a person who is a siddiq, that he curses people. A siddiq, a person who is a very pious person, who is a wali of Allah, whose inside and outside is the same, who is true to his word. And such a person must have mercy for the creation of Allah Ta'ala, must have compassion for Allah's creation. A person who is a true mu'min can't curse the creation of Allah. He'll have compassion in his heart for the creation of Allah, not that he goes around cursing them. عن أبي درداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت أبو درداء رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا يكون اللعانون شفعاء ولا شهداء يوم القيامة. Those people who curse other people, they won't be given the opportunity to intercede for others, and they won't be given the permission to be witnesses on the day of Qiyamah. One particular witness, this evidence this ummah will give, the previous ummahs will say that no messenger of Allah came to us, so we never knew the message of Allah Ta'ala. This ummah will give evidence that yes, according to the truthfulness of the Quran Sharif, the messengers did come to you and did give the message. But those people who curse others, they won't be allowed to give this evidence. They won't be allowed to intercede for their people. Like a Hafiz will intercede for 10 people, but if he was a person who was used to curse other people, he won't be allowed to intercede for those people. The Allah does not allow, does not like at all this cursing, etc. وعن سمرة بن جندب رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت سمرة بن جندب رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said لا تلاعنوا بلعنة الله. Don't curse one another with the curses of Allah. That is a severe thing to remove somebody from the mercy of Allah and to say that you may Allah's curses be upon you, Allah's lanat be upon you. Don't do that. ولا بغضبه, and do not curse people with the anger of Allah. May Allah be angry with you, may Allah punish you. ولا بالنار, and don't curse people with the fire of Jahannam. How many people say you're going to see, you're going to burn in the fire of Jahannam, you'll see what will happen to you in the qabr. It's not permissible to say these things. وعن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم حضرت عبد الله بن مسعود رضي الله تعالى عنه says that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said ليس المؤمن بالطعان. A mu'min is not a person who finds fault in people. Always, for example, a person is crippled and he tells him, oh, you crippled one, oh, you short one. A mu'min is not like that, who finds fault in the people. Wala al-la'an, and a mu'min is not one who curses other people. Wala fahish, and he's not lewd in his speech. He doesn't use obscene language. Walal badi, and he does not cause inconvenience to other people. So we should see that one side we want to be mu'min also, and we want to be counted as awliya also, and on the other side we have got these terrible qualities. Mu'min should not have that. وعن أبي درداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم Hazrat Abu Darda radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ إِذَا لَعَنَ شَيْئًا سَعِدَتِ اللَّعْنَةُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. When a person curses anyone or anything, if he curses the cursing of a person, then that curse goes up towards the heavens, towards the sky. فَتُغْلَقُ أَبْوَابُ السَّمَاءِ دُونَهَا. Then the doors of the heavens are closed. Don't allow that curse to go up, because good deeds go up there, not curses go up to Allah Ta'ala. ثُمَّ تَحْبِطُ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Then it is thrown back to the earth again. فَتُغْلَقُ أَبْوَابُهَا دُونَهَا. Then the doors of the earth are also closed now, and don't allow that curse to return back to the earth. ثُمَّ تَأْخُذُ يَمِينًا وَشِمَالًا. Then that curse goes in all directions, to the right, to the left, to find a place where it must land. It has to go and land and fall on somebody. فَإِذَا لَمْ تَجِدْ مَسَاغًا. And when it doesn't play, find any place that where it can land, رَجْعَتْ إِلَى الَّذِي لُعِنَا. It returns back to the person who made that curse. When you curse somebody and that person is not fit for that curse falls back upon you. You call somebody a kafir and that person is not a kafir, that falls back on you. You call somebody a jahannami and that person is not a jahannami, that curse falls back on you and you become like that. فَإِنْ كَانَ أَهْلًا لِذَٰلِكَ. If that person who you cursed, if he is like that what you told, it falls on that person. وَإِلَّا رَجَعَتْ إِلَىٰ قَائِلِهَا. Otherwise it returns back again to the person who made the curse. So the tongue is a very great amanat from Allah. If it is used correctly, it is a great ni'mat and a great boon from Allah. And if it is used wrongly, it is a niqmat, it is a great azab from Allah Ta'ala. And many of us, just because we the elders, because we are the seniors in the house, in the business, we use our tongue in any and every way. We don't care how we use it. This is not permitted at all for a mu'min.